Hannah, speaking to you on the recorded line. What is the name of the person you're transferring?
I'm transferring Octavia Morgan.
Okay, you can go ahead and complete the transfer. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, hello, this is Octavia.
Yes, I'm really having trouble hearing you. So if you can, like, speak up a little if you can, or turn the volume. The volume in the phone is super, super, super low.
Okay, is this a little better?
Yes, much better.
Okay, perfect. Well, I wanted to let you know that my name is Hannah. We are speaking on a recorded line here. Were you looking to see if you may participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit today?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Well, before we go ahead and do that, I do just want to confirm some basic information of you here. I have your first name here as Octavia. Is that A-U-C-T-A-V-I-A?
Yes.
And last name Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N.
Yes.
And I have your phone number here as 706-325-4515. Is that also correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And are you currently a resident of the U.S.?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And have you already found an attorney to assist you on this, or would this be the first time?
This will be the first.
Okay, so you are willing to affirm then that you had not signed documents or sought legal representation from any other law firm. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And did you take the Depo Provera shots for at least one full year, at least four separate injections?
Yes.
Okay. And after taking the Depo Provera shots, were you then diagnosed with meningioma?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Was it meningioma of the brain or spine?
Yes, it's my brain.
Brain. Okay, thank you so much for that. When was it that you were diagnosed? Do you have the exact date?
Yes, ma'am. I'll never forget. It was August of 2016.
Okay, I see. And you said that was August of 2016. Did you want me to go ahead and put August 1st of 2016?
Yeah, because I can't. Yeah, that's why.
Okay, no worries. Do you recall how it was that they diagnosed you? Was it CT scan, an MRI, or both?
Yes, both.
Both, okay, thank you. And what's your date of birth?
April 11, 1993.
Thank you so much for that. I have April 11th of 1993. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Besides yourself, are you aware of anyone else that was affected by the Depo Provera, or not to your knowledge?
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. And it was the name brand Depo Provera that you were using. Is that correct? Not sub-Q or generic, right?
Yeah, it was Depo Provera.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And when would you say that you started using the Depo Provera? Do you remember the year or how old you were?
I want to say I started around like June 2013.
June 2013. I'll go ahead and put June 1st of 2013, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And when would you say that you stopped taking the Depo shots? Do you remember what year that was? Month and year?
I want to say like 2016. I can't, August. I want to say like, I think like 2016.
Okay, sure. So for the start date, I'll go ahead and put June 1st of 2013, and for the stop date as August 1st of 2016. Does that sound about right?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'll go ahead and start preparing the consent forms here. Can you please confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you so much. And besides your first name here as Octavia and last name Morgan, do you also go by a middle name or middle initial, or just first and last?
S.
Okay. S?
Like Sam.
Thank you
as
so
in
much.
Sam.
Okay, perfect. And may I have your social?
341-88-7709.
That's 341-88-7709. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much. And I already have an email here for you, which is your first name, Octavia, last name, Morgan, 1993@gmail.com. Is that still a good email for you?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. All right. And this is the best phone number for you. Is that also correct?
Yes, ma'am. This is my cell.
Okay, perfect. And what's the best address?
452 20th Avenue, apartment F, as in Frank, Columbus, Georgia, 31903.
Perfect. I'll go ahead and read that back to you. I have 452 20th Avenue, apartment F, like Frank, Columbus, Georgia, 31903. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, perfect. And we'll go into some medical information here. Prior to being diagnosed with your meningioma, were you ever diagnosed with cancer?
No.
Okay. And who was the doctor that had diagnosed you? Do you remember their name?
Dr. David Rubio.
Okay. And what city did you see him in?
Columbus, Georgia.
Columbus, Georgia. Okay, perfect. I found him. And was he the same doctor that treated you as well, or is that a different doctor?
A different doctor.
Okay, and which doctor would that be?
That treated me?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Dr. Tracy Lemon.
Okay, got it.
The T-R-A-C-E-Y. And
C-E-Y.
Then Lemon like the fruit, yeah. Lemon.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Okay, and you also saw her in Columbus, is that right?
No, this was in Atlanta, Emory University Hospital.
Okay, got it. Okay, let me go ahead and put that information in. Okay, let me go ahead. And in terms of the actual doctor that had prescribed you the depo shots, do you recall the name of that doctor?
Can you repeat that? I'm not listening.
That's okay. For the one that had prescribed you the depo shots, as in order for you to start, you had to have been prescribed. Do you remember your doctor
yes.
then? Okay. Okay. And which doctor was that?
That's the Dr. Tracy Lemon that I just told you about. That's the OBGYN.
Okay. So I just want to confirm that Dr. David Rubio was the one that diagnosed you, and then Dr. Tracy
mm-hmm.
was the one that treated you, and she was also one that originally prescribed you the depo shots. Is that correct?
No, Dr. Rubio diagnosed and treated.
I see. Okay.
Dr. Lemon is the one that gave me she prescribed me the birth control.
Okay, so she did not treat you. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
She just gave me the depo shots.
Okay, got it. Okay, thank you for clarifying that information.
It's okay.
Okay, and I'll go ahead and change that then. Okay, and for the actual shots, did she give them to you at her facility, or did she prescribe them home and you picked them up at a local pharmacy?
Her facility,
okay, got it. Okay. And at Dr. Rubio's office, they are going to have the medical records that do show your diagnosis there. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And perfect. And last thing here is I'll just need an emergency contact from you. We're not able to share any information about your case to them. It's just so that we have a secondary phone number on file in case this one gets disconnected.
Okay, 706-325-9370.
Perfect. And whose phone number is that?
That's my dad.
Okay, got it. And what's your dad's first name?
Tracy.
Thank you so much. All right, let me go ahead and get this generated for us. In the meantime, if you're able to, are you able to put me on the speakerphone?
Yes, you're on speaker.
Perfect. Okay, so let me go ahead and get this drafted for us. And before I do that, so it'll be sent over through both email and text message to you. So whenever it pops in, you can go ahead and click on it, okay?
Okay.
Let me just confirm some info for you first. You are confirming that you are indeed Octavia S. Morgan at 452 20th Avenue, Apartment F, Columbus, Georgia, 31903. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And your date of birth is April 11th, 1993, with a social of 34188-7709. Is that all correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, so I just sent that over to you. Again, when the text message or email pops in, go ahead and click on it.
Yep, got it.
Perfect. And if you're not sure where to navigate on the screen, just let me know what page you're on and I'll be able to assist you, okay?
Okay. Oop, I sound that ugly.
And it's okay. If you don't like the way you have it, they also have an option for you to select style and they'll generate it for you. But as long as it's legible.
Okay. Okay.
And when you're happy with it, at the bottom left, go ahead and click where it says adopt and sign.
Okay, it's finished. I finished.
Oh, perfect. That was very fast. Thank you for that. Okay, let me go ahead and just make sure everything looks good on my side. I know there's a continue button, but you can actually just exit from that completely. We don't need you to create an account.
Okay.
Okay, so everything looks good here, and those are your initials. Okay, perfect. So everything looks good. At this point, you don't have to do anything. Sometime from now until the next 4 days, someone from the law firm is going to be contacting you, and normally it's just like a 5-minute introductory phone call before they start pulling your records, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And in a moment here, I am also going to be texting you with my direct number. So in case you have questions or want updates on your case, just feel free to reach out to me and I'll be able to assist you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
And that's basically it. Again, I'm so sorry to hear about your diagnosis, but I do hope that we are able to get you some justice sooner than later, okay?
Okay, and let's see. You said 4 days?
Yes, so it should be before Christmas. If not, it'll be right after Christmas. But basically, you're already in. They just want to make sure that they can reach out to you in case if they ever do have questions, they already want to make contact with you. So if you ever have questions from now until then, you can just hold off until you speak to them directly.
Okay, thank you. Can I get a copy of the documents that I just signed?
Yeah, so actually automatically, if you actually look in your email now, and I can still be on the phone with you while you do that, this document will always be in your email. So if you ever want to reference back to it, if you need to find out who the law firms are, their phone number, find out exactly what it was that you signed, you will always have that in your email.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and that's for your protection as well.
Gotcha. Okay.
Perfect. But yeah, that was a good question. Did you have any other questions before I let you go today?
That's all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Octavia. I do hope you have a good rest of your day and happy holidays, okay? Merry Christmas.
You too.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Bye-bye.